I actually have this song in one of my playlists. it's on Stalker. It's on this playlist I have called Stalker Core, which is, oh god, that's tying me to one of my other reputations on this website. I don't care. I don't care anymore. Whatever. Fuck it. But I kind of compromised myself a little while ago anyway. If someone really cared, they could track me back to this, but I don't think anyone will, honestly. I realize most people aren't like me, but I think that being raised on the internet results in two types of mental degradation, specific to women, one specific to women and one very specific to men. Men, I think it tends to breed this, like, undue sense of worthlessness, you know? Men, there's a surplus at them on the internet, and so they tend to feel like they're devalued, you know? Which, not to say that men aren't, that isn't actually true to some degree. I think that men are devalued in the real world to some small portion, but not nearly to the extent that they are on the internet, and especially on forum sites like this. And women, it breeds this horrific attention-dependent narcissism. Like, I'm fucking dependent on attention. Like, I mean, I had that experience when I first started having friends recently, where they would stop talking to me for a day. They would be out of town for like a weekend, and I would convince myself that they hated me, that they never wanted to see me again, just because I hadn't, like, spoken to them in a couple days, you know? It also sort of, I think, obviously I can't speak on the male side of this, but for women it breeds this feeling that your value is primarily your body, which I think that women's value is primarily their body, but in the real world, their body and their mind are sort of the same thing functionally, you know? You can't separate the two. So you don't have that feeling as acutely, you know? You feel like someone values me. That you don't, like, you aren't able to separate it into they value me for my body or they value me for the things I say or, you know. But on the internet, you're made painfully aware, oh, all these people care about me, but they literally only care because I'm underage and I'm posting my body, you know. Like, it's a weird fucking realization to come to as a 12, 13-year-old of, like, oh, these people all care about me, but they care about me only because I'm 13 and I'm posting pictures of myself, you know? And they can all tell. You know, it screws you up in a way that I think is very recognizable, and it leads to this sort of 4chan archetype that people talk about all the time of anorexic, filthy women who live in squalor and are dependent on attention, are a lot of the time addicted to a substance or two, and just post constantly, and just want someone to acknowledge them and look at them and tell me, I'm looking at you. I see you. I'm acknowledging you exist, you know? Which is really depressing and pathetic on both ends of it, but I also think it kind of ruins it. Well, the internet on both sides kind of decimates your attention span. It, like, gives you these, it develops your brain for, like, a world that doesn't exist, you know? It doesn't prepare you to interface with the real world, and it keeps you from learning the life lessons that you're supposed to learn when you're a kid, and caring about learning those life lessons, you know? Like, it's hard to convince a kid, hey, you've gotta, like, go ride your bike with your friends, because that's an interaction that will matter, and will actually help you in the future, and that will form relationships, that will last for your life, when you can just go play a video game on your laptop, or go get thousands of people to tell you that you're cool and smart and pretty, rather than the two or three that actually care about you that you know. And I think that effect was particularly exemplified in my upbringing, because, like I said a little earlier, I was homeschooled, so I quite literally did not talk to other kids my age. I had no opportunities to do so. I didn't speak to other kids. I didn't know any other children for a good 6 or 7 years of my life when I was a kid. You know, I stayed in my house. I sometimes walked around in the field behind our house. There were other kids in my neighborhood. They were kind of scared of me because I didn't move or talk like other children. And because I was known for standing in bushes and watching them while they played football or something. Oh God, I don't know. Anyway, this made me sad. The internet and modern technology is all stupid and ruins brains, and I deeply wish we could go back to just being hunter-gatherers and being actually happy for the first time since prehistoric history.